Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Mfundis.
Greetings, Brother Malote. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Thank you, my pastor. Are you doing well?
I'm very well, thank you. Greetings to the listeners, to the community out there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor. Now, adjusting to the changes in a family when a child gets married is often as difficult for parents as it is for adult children. Now, there's no textbook on how to balance, between leaving home to establish one's own family while trying to get connected or staying connected to the family of origin. Now, the journey can place a stress on the young couple's marriage and be a source of grief for the parents. Even when they may all want to get along, it is often a bumpy transition. Well, Pastor, you're going to be helping us through this situation. What are some of the usual teething problems that arise when an adult child leaves home to start their own family?
I agree with you 100% that a child is planning or intends or talks about getting married, it can bring some anxiety to the family. In fact, you usually have mixed emotions. There's excitement. That your child is getting married, it's a development, it is progress. And a lot of children are raised, and encouraged that you need to get married or you may want to get married. And when it happens, parents are happy, but there's also anxiety that comes. And there are a few reasons why some parents will be anxious, would worry, would be concerned. I think one, it also depends on circumstances. Families differ. Families differ from one to another. Circumstances are not the same. One family can be anxious because of the role that this child has been playing, and now that they are getting married and moving on with their lives, the parents can wonder who will play this role, mm-hmm. who will make this contribution. The absence, of this child will create some gap, some gaps in the family. Our family will not be what has been with this child. Another the reason for concern may be how the parents feel about whether or not this child is ready. They may think, knowing him or her, that perhaps because of what they may be observing, they may say, this child is not ready, this child will not make it, and that can make them anxious. Another reason can be how the parents feel about the partner, prospective partner. It may be a partner that they don't approve of. It may be a partner that they are concerned about, based on what they know, based on what they have heard about the prospective partner. And so these three reasons can bring about anxiety to the parents. And this may create this journey, this transition, create some tension. It may not be smooth. It may not be, as exciting, and perhaps even the parents may not be very supportive, of the transition, and that can be a negative time for this family when it can be a very positive, exciting time and development.
Yeah, and of course it should be a joyous occasion, surely. So why should it really come with that tension? I mean, family politics all of a sudden. You did mention some of the possible reasons. Maybe they are not happy with the spouse, etc., etc. Surely this is the child's decision to make.
It is the child's decision to make. It is never the parent. But we know that, you know, as parents, or parents are very opinionated about their children, and I imagine that for the most part, they are well-meaning. Without, you know, the intention of raising concerns is to be mean, is to be negative, but it is to say to the child, why this may be your decision, but because of 1, 2, and 3, you know, we are concerned, or we are not supportive, or maybe we advise you against it, or to be careful, or to find ways to deal with whatever, you know, they might be noticing about their child or the potential spouse, prospective partner, him or herself. Yes, it is the child's decision, but parents are opinionated. They've been part of you, of your life as a child. They want what is best for you. And because of that, they will express opinions. Anxiety will come. Excitement will also come. These are your people. These are your parents. They love you.
Is there a difference, Pastor, or should there be a difference, rather, between, this is an adult child who went to varsity, right? So they've left home. They were 18 years old. They go to live at Res. And, you know, when they finish their four-year degree at Res, they find a job and they, you know, get a flat. And they live there and they really never come back home. And a couple of years down the line, they get married. So literally, this person has not been staying with us here, has, left since they were 18, and they are now 26 and they are wanting to get married. It looks like perhaps it may not come with many challenges as opposed to a child who went to school, came back, stayed home, worked from home to work from home every day for the couple of years, and then all of a sudden, boom, they want to leave. So looks like the transition is more seamless when the child literally just left and never came back after high school.
The issue with that scenario, Dagamalote, may be that because we have not been close for the last 8 years, for the last 6 years, we don't know enough about you to make the call as to what kind of a partner you would be.
I see.
We may know you until you were 18, you finished your high school and went to varsity. But when you're becoming an adult, we don't know how you are in terms of managing finances. We don't know how you are in terms of making decisions as an adult, because of the distance, because you being away. So a parent might be concerned, might be asking themselves this question. What kind of a partner is my child going to be? I don't know enough about my child. And that can cause some anxiety. I think a best scenario will be for a child who, though they have been independent on their own, but they maintained close relations with the parents. The parents know exactly how they are in terms of being responsible, in terms of making decisions. And they can be at peace, by having observed you, by having interacted with you, by knowing how they brought you, if those principles you continue to embrace, those values you continue to embrace, as an adult. So that scenario, in my view, I think can be helpful, can lessen anxiety from parents.
Yeah, lovely. Some of these, challenges go from normal challenges that come with the change to something more toxic that can be detrimental to the family as a whole. How does it happen? Is it because the parents are, struggling to let go, because it could be normal challenges, the anxieties, as you mentioned, and now this child has gone away and stuff like that, and this thing now becomes toxic, we know the examples. Who's supposed to be really restraining themselves here?
Who's supposed to be?
To be restraining themselves. Is it the parent? Is it the child?
I'm hoping that I've heard your question. You know, as you want me to understand it. Look, change is never easy. And families, you know, from when they start, they go through different changes. You know, having children, you know, raising them. I mean, it's even difficult for some parents to deal with the idea that their child is going to live, you know, at some tertiary institution or some boarding school, and they won't see them. So change is never easy, and even the change where a child is about to be married, move on, you know, with their lives, can also be a change that is not very easy to deal with or manage. But there are practical steps. There are things that we can do to deal with change, to manage change. There are things that as a parent I can do to deal with a situation that my child is getting married. In fact, there are things that even the child him or herself can do to help me as a parent to be less anxious, to be less worried, but to be excited about the new development.
I can
outline those practical steps or activities, you know, quickly for us.
Yes, please do.
I think one, the child getting married. When a parent expresses their concern, their worry, let's not dismiss them. Let's hear them, you know, hear your parent out. That's the first thing. I think the second thing that you need to do as a child is to educate your parent about the potential or the future, about the partner. Because they may be anxious because they don't know enough about what kind of a partner this guy, this girl is going to be. Anxiety may be as a result of lack or minimal information. Or even before, you know, marriage, during dating, introduce the partner. You know, let the parent, let the family know and understand this person. That when you say that I am marrying this person, they know exactly what type of a person it is. They know that you're not marrying a monster. They know his values. They know her values. They know how he or she was brought about. And that is very helpful in terms of lessening the anxiety on the parent. So there are many things that the child needs to do during the relationship, even before they contemplate getting married. And from the part of the parent, yes, express your concern, but also what you need to do, ask a lot of questions and from your child. Ask them about this person. Ask them what they like. Ask them what this person is like. If their values align and their belief system, ask as much as possible about this person. And as a child, educate your parent. Assure them, you know, that this thing will work. This person is a good person. And the second thing that the parent must do is to trust that you have done your best in terms of raising your child to make good choices. Trust the foundation that you have laid over the 20 years, over the 25 years. Trust the fact that you have done a good job and trust their decision making. But more than that, leave it to God. You know, one thing about the unknown, they can be worried. There is someone who knows tomorrow. There is someone who knows people that we don't know. And if you leave it to them, if you trust God, that can also help you to lessen anxiety, I think the last thing is, instead of thinking of your family losing a child because they are getting married, think positively. Think of what is happening as you gaining a son, as you gaining a daughter. See this as your family getting extended, getting expanded. Look at it positively, and I promise you that will help you be less anxious as a parent.
Wow, actually beautiful practical steps there. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much. All in all, there are families out there who may actually be going through that very same issue that we are going through, you know, as a discussion. Your word of advice to families out there, somebody may be listening, maybe they are a sibling, maybe they're a parent, or maybe they are this very child who needs to leave home. Just a word of advice or caution.
Communicate, transparency, extra communication, ask the questions, provide the answers, very, very important. Let there be, so over communicate both parent and both child. Let's get as much information out there as possible.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time and always for your willingness to always come through and speaking to us here at AWR. Blessings to you.
No problem. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Tagamalote, blessings to the team and our listeners.
Kosam Fundis. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.